elevate.
Welcome to the Elevate podcast. Today on the podcast we have Ashley Crooks. Ashley Crooks actually joined us from Belfast, drove the whole way down in his nice car from Belfast, and he's sitting beside us. And just want to introduce Ashley as someone that actually introduced me to the world of online coaching. It was a massive favour towards me, and I'm really grateful for it. Ashley's kind of excelled now in terms of female fat loss, and has branched out not only from kind of the local area of Belfast, but is now kind of known widely across the UK. So welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thank you very much, Noel.
If you want to just tell our audience a wee bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Ashley Crooks, and as I run now an online fitness and nutrition business solely aimed at the female population. We've been doing this now for 6 years, and it's been pretty much online for 6 years. So even before I started doing the personal training side of things, you know, I've done the 40, 50, 60 hour week PT session, the usual kind of stuff. Even before I got into my own, into a gym, and doing the session side of things, you know, I was doing the Excel, diet plans, training plans, and basically my last year in university. So I came through university, done an engineering degree, trying to find like jobs, the usual kind of thing that was getting rejected. But that didn't really have any interest either, to be brutally honest. And it was kind of, well, what am I going to do? Like, you know, coming out of uni here in 6 months, like literally got a lot of debt, don't really have a job. There's not really any money here. So what am I going to do? And, you know, I was talking to my mom and stuff about things because she helped me out a lot to start with, you know, a little bit of money, get, you know, PT courses and stuff, because I just didn't have finances to do any of that. So we were like, look, I'm going to do this here. And she supported me with that. So I done that in my last year of uni, doing my dissertation, didn't even turn up from interview, nothing. Got out of uni, got the degree, had my certifications and stuff at that point. In the gym the next day, just walked into the gym floor, goes, look, here I am, starting out, I want a job. And they're like, that's fine. We come in, there's a trial run, there was like a class based, gym based, everything in one. Come in, you know, you're going to do some classes. So I got thrust into taking sort of circus style classes, spin classes.
I've done it all.
Like literally a rep counter, like you're standing in classes getting paid for
that
kind of stuff.
I still do that.
So went from there, like again, was able to pick up clients in that environment actually quite easily. So it was through that gym at that time. Got to 20-25 hours a week in a matter of a few weeks, just really by talking to people on the gym floor. Started training them. Remember the first training session, hadn't a clue what I was doing in that session, to be brutally honest. And went from there with things. So even before that, there, you know, doing the online side of things, you know, I actually started coaching people for free. So I did. You know, people came in, we were talking there before we started this about proof. And that was the main reason for that. And you can, that was the main thing for me getting started, was like, you know, help people free. People were getting results, like even before I came out of uni, like some friends I coached lost a lot of weight. And then I started to notice that like their friends were looking to sign up with me, you know, as a byproduct of that. And I goes, well, you know, I could potentially have something going here. So I was doing the PT side of things, that grew to what it was, like pretty much flat out fully booked in little to no time. And I had a little bit of online stuff going on in the background. And then, you know, I'd done that, I say probably 3 to 4 years. Moved around gyms and whatnot. And then I got to the point about two and a half years ago, was like charging more than most trainers in the area, more than any trainer in the gym. Couldn't really take on any more clients. It was like, put your price up. There's a ceiling with this here. And even from just my own sort of what I sort of wanted was, you know, this kind of freedom and flexibility. You know, sort of getting enough, or getting a bit tired of the, you know, getting up 5:30 in the morning. You work to 10:30. You know what it's like. We've all been there. We've all done it. Quality of life was
zero.
You're busy, you know, you're making a good income, but that was about it. So was, you're helping a lot of people,
you just you don't get to enjoy it, actually.
You don't And there's like, you know, there's a shelf life on that.
100%.
So there's a shelf life on that. You know, you know, looking down the line, you know, 10, 15 years from now, do you still want to be doing that kind of thing? I'm like, absolutely no way.
You're
no.
fucking burning the candle at both ends, man. And your health and mental much. Health starts deteriorating.
Yeah. So I had it online going, had a little bit of an online thing going. It was like via organic. Like it was nothing to what it is at the moment. It was just proof testimonials. Facebook back 5-6 years ago was still a free platform. So it was, you know, you put up a post, you put up a video, it got a lot of attention very, very quickly. So I got a lot of momentum from that at that time. And then it was about 2 years ago, I think it was whenever I was starting to look properly at the online side of things and go, well, how can I make a transition from this 40, 50, 60 hours on the gym floor, bring this down, bring my online up, you know, and take the ceiling to where it can go. So I started setting time aside, a bit more time aside, you know, went from, say, 50 hours a week. You know, the first thing that I done was a Monday, was no PT sessions on the Monday, and that was just it from January 2016, just Monday, that's it. Not available anymore on a Monday. You know, that's going to upset some people. Some people are going to miss out.
Yeah.
So they are, but it's...
That's the way, man.
It's the way it had to go. So Monday was then my time set aside, and that was whenever I was starting to actually put proper time of focus into the online side of things. To actually properly build that online business side of things. So we set that aside, and then I went to, you know, a Tuesday then was struck off. So it was 2 days a week. And over the course of a year, you know, I went from 50, 55 hours consistently every week, like literally down to 10. I said, now it's down to, you know, 3 to 4 sessions of just people who've always been there, you know, loyal people, people I still coach and stuff. So that's where it is now. You know, we're full-time online coaching hundreds of clients at a time over that kind of time frame.
Brilliant.
So I think for a lot of people, when they started as a PT like you did, like us all, and it is on the gym floor, one-to-one training, maybe even 2-to-1 or small groups, and then trying to make that transition online can be a wee bit scary, but you seem to be online from the very start, from the offset.
I'm surprised that you were on for 6 years. Like, I kind of thought...
I thought you made that transition over as well.
See, this is the problem. You think that someone's a fucking overnight success.
Yeah.
You know, you think 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, you hit the big time. You hit that kind of popularity in terms of... Was it a bikini blueprint?
Yeah, it was. So that was the first thing. So that Monday, whenever I struck that Monday off, I was right, I'm going to do an ebook here. Really didn't have a fucking clue what to do. But I literally just started on a Monday and just started writing content for that book. Got a bit of an outlook of what I wanted. With all of that there, at this kind of time, I was also looking in certain groups online, certain, you know, being around certain people who were already doing the online side of things. They were talking about marketing, they were talking about selling, and that's a huge component. So I happened to be on, I was on a webinar one night, a free webinar, so it was, and they were talking about, I think they were talking about email and copywriting and all of this kind of stuff. But there was a guy on that webinar, he just lived down the road. We didn't know each other at the time, but within a matter of a day or so, we had sort of clicked on
who you were,
who so sort of was, what he was doing. He was the sort of start of his career. We got on the phone. He goes, look, this is what I want to do. I've got this idea, this product. I need to be able to market and sell this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sort of help me outside of things? So he came on board, and then we put together the launch for that product. And the product got done. It got finished over a course of 3 to 4 months, I think it took to get it all finalized. And then he handled the marketing side of things, you know, whether it be Facebook. I can't remember at the time we had an email list or not. I don't think we did. So it was all very much Facebook. We started a Facebook group and we launched that product. And that was the first sort of real big success that I had at that time.
And see, that's where I remember it coming on. And it's funny, like, you know, 6 years, a long time building that up. And you had to knock on doors constantly and fucking keep updating his kind of.
Yeah, there was, like, there would have been, you know, before that product came out. I think it came out two years ago, so it was 4 years, you know, of proof of going,
exactly,
like, he seems to know what he's doing here. You know, I'd done a lot of the bikini preps, had a good success with that. There's a lot of results, there's a lot of traction already. There's a lot of traction already there and a lot of momentum. So that was just, like, at that time I felt like a good thing to do, you know, in terms of how can I reach more people?
How can you help more people?
How can I help more people? How can I have more impact? My personal training is 40, 50 hours a week. You know, I'm only working with 30 people a week here.
Yeah.
That's not really good enough. No. So it's not. So the ebook was the next thing that we done, you know, and then we went from there.
See, when you were doing the personal training before moving solely online, was it all female then as well too, or was it
a little bit of both? Like, I've always been heavily, probably 70-80% females. That was just from where I started out training. It was a very female dominant gym, so it wasn't like I had a marketing plan. come out of uni going, I'm just going to work on females. It was kind of like, it's sort of, that's the way I went. Started getting traction with that. I was still coaching guys and dudes and stuff at the time. So it was, same sort of principles apply in most cases. So I think it was only two and a half years ago I made the sort of decision, right, this is going to be
just female only.
Female only coaching business that we're going to help.
It's kind of the way though, isn't it? Like, you don't know.
No.
Like most, even more coaching things. Personal trainers now, young PTs just on the scene, ask them who their avatar is and they're just like, everyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They don't know. Until you get that experience or life experience behind you, you don't know who the fuck it is.
Just where you actually enjoy it. Sometimes you can just,
that's it.
Something flicks and you go, right, I actually enjoy working with this population better.
Yeah, it was, there's that side of things as well. But again, at that time, going back those years again, I was getting a bit pissed off where I was, because I was just seeing how there's a massive gulf between what sort of education that certain females were getting. They were doing all these ridiculous things. I was like, look, there's a better way.
They do fall in.
There's a better way. There's a better way to go about this. And I didn't really see or know anyone else who was
doing
that kind of thing. So, yeah, initially started, I didn't sort of plan to just go female only. And then as time went by, I go, look, there's a bit of an issue here. So there is.
He's right. Females do kind of fall, are more kind of susceptible. They fall into traps, marketing schemes and all the rest of it online. But I don't, they probably do buy more products online, therefore they're going to fall into more traps. But he's obviously kind of seen a need that to fix that. And obviously it's coming out now more to the forefront of all these marketing schemes being balls and people are talking about it a lot. But at the time, Facebook was probably quiet about all that stuff. Mm. And you are right, you kind of identified the fact that there was a need. Yeah, fix that.
The big thing was, again, whenever I started out, it was like I was the sort of the flexible dad, or, you know, fuck, Ashley's clients are eating chocolate, you know.
No,
how dare he? How dare he do this? And
eat more carbs and build big bumps.
You know, his clients are eating junk food, and, you know, how dare he do this and all. Yeah. But it's like, what do people want? What do people, you know, they're struggling to stick to these shit diets.
Yeah.
Because 100%. Of X, Y, and Z reasons. You know, I mean, what about if I could get them to eat those foods that they actually wanted and still make progress? Is that not a bit of a no-brainer? So that was a sort of light bulb moment for me at that time, in terms of what do they want, what's the problem, can I solve it?
That was actually one of the things we're going to talk about, the flexible diet and side things, and you're a big proponent of it, and you were probably one of the first that I'd seen about, actually, especially in Ireland, that was kind of pushing it. Not pushing it, but, you know, saying that it could be an option. Because we came from fucking bodybuilding backgrounds, didn't we? We came from dust and fucking chicken, you know what I mean?
What do you mean, eating chocolate?
He had a Kit Kat. Don't be silly, man. Don't be silly.
But yeah, things have changed a lot now. And again, now it's like, you know, 90% now of coaches, there's still at 10%, they're doing their diet plans, and that's cool.
But you know what? There is still fucking 10% of people that want that shit, that want chicken and broccoli.
There's no, like, again, no, that's great if you can do that. And that's it, for you.
Of course.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, not for me. Like,
no, definitely not.
Right, so do you want to tell us a wee bit more about the flexible diet side of things, Ashley?
Yeah, I'll tell, in terms of even the kind of people that we bring on, in terms of who we coach now and sort of problems we're solving. So a lot of people that we bring on now, they'll have done X, Y, or Z. You know, they've done Weight Watchers, Slimmer World, the Keto, the Paleo, 5-2, Juice. And they'll have done all of these things. And 9 out of 10, if not all 10 cases, have failed with all of those things. And they're sort of not aware that there's another way to fix this in terms of around this here. So we'll bring them on, they'll fill out like a little form, we'll ask them what they've done in the past. It's the same shit comes up every single form.
Yeah.
We hop on a call and go like, are you aware that you could have X, Y, and Z and still make progress? Now, in some cases, there's still a lot of awareness. And I still ask people, if, you know, have you ever used MyFitnessPal? And like, you'd be surprised, somebody this week had never heard of it.
Yeah.
So again, being in the fitness bubble, you're like, have you not heard of that? And it's like, so you do, like, again, you know, maybe once or twice a week I'll have someone on a call and they'll have never heard of this. And I'm like, fuck, your life's about to change.
Yeah.
This is going to be a game changer for you. So there's still people out there unaware of that they can do this in a different way. You know, all those other ways and diets and products are still very, very much out there. Do you know what I mean? People promoting them and whatnot. You don't have to look too far. So we bring them on and we sort of give them in that education with, you know, what's important in your calorie intake, your protein intake. Do you know how to build a nutrition plan? Have you got that skill set?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, people are like, there has been people in the past that's got results from the other methods, and they're telling their fucking friends, and Sandra's telling everyone on Facebook through Dairy Buy and Sell and all that shit. So that's what's happening. They're making money. Like, and obviously that mean, the people
thing
are buying.
It's just like anything, the stricter it is, the less adherence you're going to get.
No, it
has to be, even with training your program or nutrition, there has to be a flexibility to it, or but else then, people just aren't going to stick there.
I mean, the likes of Just Plus, I'm not getting too deep into it, but surely it's in their best interest to have someone fucking rebound from that. Because, I mean, well, obviously if they had a thing that they could sell monthly, which I don't even know if they do, that you constantly get this for life, you know. But basically it's a detoxing, that you lose 7 pounds in a week by drinking piss.
There's going to, look, in terms of even looking at it from a business side of things, you're talking there about, you know, is that not good for them? Yeah, yes and no. Look, they may come back for a second cycle of doing that, but then they're just a dumbass for,
doing
that.
Yeah, I know, that's it.
So, you know, in terms of lifetime of their customer value, I don't know, there's going to be a point where they realise there's a better and a different way to do that as well. Again, it comes back to duty of care. You know, at any sort of business, and we're looking after people who come in and just being truthful.
100%.
And again, a lot of it goes
a long way.
I suppose a lot of that's driven by social media and what people are looking at, and they're looking for the quick fix constantly.
Of course.
And so they have done it maybe, as you say, one or two times and right, this isn't working. What can
everyone wants to see results fast, man. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, and obviously, we fucking good habits. Like, it's going to take a while to see any type of results. Bad habits, you're seeing them fucking straight away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, kind of instant gratification shit. But back to the kind of online coaching. Back to the online coaching. The problem I seen from my point of view starting out on it was getting results. You know, I was kind of wary. I was all like, am I going to be able to get someone results by not actually fucking being there? You know, because it's different when you see someone one-to-one. You can tell a lot about someone actually looking at them training, looking at their demeanor, you know, their energy and mood and stuff. And I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to do that online? You know, and that was one of the big obstacles that I had. But since I've started it now and I've seen the kind of the proof of it all, like, it is pushing me more towards working online rather than having one-to-one clients, because the reach is fucking far more.
There's going to be a certain percentage of people that online coaching, they just, it's not for them.
Yeah,
they
fall off.
You know, if somebody's never been in a gym before in their life, you know, there's pros and cons to online coaching. A big con, you can't stand beside them in the gym.
No.
You don't know the workout intensity, or they're really executing it properly. But in, like, a lot of cases, you get a lot of people, and I'm sure you'll have seen this yourself, they go to PTs and stuff, but that's still not solving their problem.
Not at all.
They go to a PT, they do a session or 2 week.
Yeah.
That's easy for most people to jump into the gym and do that and do that time. That's not the problem. It's the accountability, the support,
that's the
nutrition outside of that. And that's where, you know, whenever we have people that come to us, and we get it sometimes, like, well, how's your service or whatnot more valuable or better than a PT service? I go, typical PT, you pay them for an hour, you get that.
Yeah.
We do actually.
Because they're working, as you've done, 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
So how the fuck are you going to answer questions and support someone whenever they're at home, where, as you just said, is the fucking vital time? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not that 1 hour session in DW or wherever. You know, the counts, it's actually the time.
Yeah, I think that's, as you say, it's making sure that people are on the ball, making sure they are adhering to what you're actually doing online, because, as you say, you're not getting that face-to-face contact, you're not meeting them. And even, I've just started doing a wee bit of online stuff myself as well too, and even starting out, I thought, right, that was my problem, that was my fear.
Yeah.
Are they going to actually do what I'm asking them to do?
Yeah.
Are they going to be adherent to what they're actually supposed to be doing? Because you're not seeing them.
But I mean, you're no more aware of that, I suppose, if you are working one-to-one. I know you can constantly measure them.
Mm.
I'm kind of wary that someone will come back and give me fucking false measurements, you know, because I'm not there to measure them. Like, are you telling me the truth? Come on, Sandra.
Yeah, you got to, like, obviously with the online, and we try to use, like, kind of very much a show-me approach as much as possible. So in terms of contact, like, and things have evolved a lot over the last years, where we went from Excel and people emailing us once a week. You know, they have WhatsApp support. You know, we video calls are a must during their consultation period and whatnot. You know, they jump on, they have phone calls, you know, voice messages. It's very easy nowadays to make it personal, and you got to put a face on things.
Yeah, of course.
With a new an online service, should not be just here some calories and macros and checking at the weekend. Like,
even like the software and stuff for their programming and what they're following, using it from an app on their phone. The video demonstrations of all exercise, a lot has moved on, especially when you started online 6 years ago.
You obviously have a great team too, man, behind you. You've got the girls.
Yeah, there's a team at the front, obviously the coach, and then there's a team in the background well that you know aren't at the front of the business. So there's a lot of cogs in the business. Like, yeah, people see me and they'll see the girls coaching. There's a lot of other stuff. There's a lot of guys in the background to make that happen.
Managing
and stuff as well. Manage that to make that happen in the background as well.
Brilliant. Yeah. So this is a proper, my online business consists of me. And maybe sometimes Zina.
So for that, like, did you envision scaling that business? Obviously, like any business, Like moving from on the floor, one-to-one, and then moving online doesn't necessarily mean that you've got all this free time and free space and I'm brilliant. I can just sit at home and watch TV, flick a laptop every now and again. People have that idea that they think they move online and all of a sudden they don't have to work. So for you, what was the, did you have a vision where you needed to obviously scale it to get it to the stage where it is now or yeah, a time frame for it?
Yeah, we're always looking, you know, what's next, you know, next month, next 6 months. The next year, what needs to happen is as things get bigger, you know, we had the organic side of things. We got the 30 to 40 people coaching, and it was kind of at that point the problems then started to arise. You were having to move away from the Excel side of things because it's just been a nightmare. You know, you're bringing in software, you're looking at technology, trying to automate things. You know, again, you mentioned there, Noel, about you're the only person. It's now looking, you know, you've got a bit of traction, you got a little bit of momentum going, you got some cash flow coming in. It's looking at now the kind of the £5 an hour tasks that I call them that you shouldn't really be doing in the business anymore, the admin side of things. You can automate some of the marketing, bringing people in. So you got to start looking at, you know, where your time is best spent now in that business. And that means, you know, bringing people on, it means there's going to be some expenses, and the money that come in is just not yours. You know, if you want to develop, scale, grow a team, those things cost money. So they do, in particular your marketing, you gotta have a budget for that kind of stuff. But you start out small and you know, take a bit of money and you put it into a person, whatever it may be, so you can be better spent putting your time into things that actually matter for that business to grow.
So when you got to that 30-40 limit, what kind of problems did you start to see happen? Was it just the volume of people that you were having to look after and not having the systems for it?
Yeah, juggling, you've got 30-40 people on your back, WhatsApp and your email, and you're trying to bring more people in. You know, what happens if 10 leave tomorrow? Trying to replace that, you're trying to do your social media side of things. I guess the point as well, you know, when you're bringing people in, depending on price and stuff, is, you know, your enrollment, your application process, and you know, the more you charge, the more that then becomes a problem as well. Your sales mechanisms need a change from, if you're charging £50 a month up to whatever, a couple of hundred, a couple of grand, whatever it's going to be, you know, your sale mechanisms need to change, your quality needs to change, your skill set changes. Problems just happen along the way. Do you know what I mean? You kind of learn as you go, whether it be tech problems. Yeah. We've done launches, and like, and we've been in the middle of things and things have just broke. So they have. And it's like you need people there that can fix that. Pretty quickly. So the more you grow, the sort of the bigger problems come. It does depend a lot on your vision. If you're happy with 30 to 40 people in that income, then super. But
anyway. Was there a specific route that you took down to educate yourself in that? Like, they look at different systems, how you could have the online training business built a wee bit better for yourself?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, going back a couple of years, starting to look at like the marketing and the selling side of things for an online business is a huge thing. And, you know, if I was to go back 2, 3, 4 years, even to go back 6 years, you know, same as you guys, you put a lot of your time, your money invested into learning about nutrition, training, you want to be a better coach, and that stuff's great. So it is, but you don't spend, or at least I didn't in the first couple of years, learning a lot about marketing, selling. You don't do anything. So I was playing catch up in the last couple of years, and like, I can't really remember the last time I've actually done a nutrition coach or a course. Now it's all been invested in the business, the team, and growing things from there, because I was on an event at the weekend, they were talking about it's not the best product that wins, it's the best known product. So, and you know, the coaches out there you may think are dumbasses, but they could be making
100%
more money than you, and that's
we spoke about this in the seminar.
That's a business and a marketing and a selling thing. They're better at that than you.
Exactly. If you're doing a good job and nobody knows about it, that's that line I took from John Goodman. Do a good job, let everybody know.
So you are, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think if I was to go back now, I would have invested more in this. At the time, it had been 50-50 with the business, the marketing, selling things.
But you did a lot of nutrition as well, man. Was it precision?
Yeah, I've done a lot. I've done most of the big things. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know, you break that. I can't remember who I was talking to. It's like, you know, you're working with average general population. You know, you use 1%.
I know.
Yeah.
All that knowledge. So, like, how smart do you need to be to fix? Yeah.
But in saying that, it's good that you have confidence in yourself. Yeah, you have to do that.
Yeah,
because you're right. I know some coaches that aren't amazing. They'll say, because I'm not a negative person, shite. And they have amazing businesses. They are fucking earning a lot of money. They're reaching a lot of people, and they wouldn't be top end coaches. And I know top end coaches that are not fucking great at business.
Yeah.
Me.
I think you need both. If you're starting out and you're not an expert, you don't know how to fix somebody's problem, and you're going to spend money on getting more attention on that, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, the 100%. Thing is, I suppose you have to have a good product first before you can sell it. Now, if you start out and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing and you're trying to sell it, you're always going to be trying to sell it because your product's shit and you're trying to resell it constantly. Yeah. So you do have to set the groundwork first in terms of your training and nutrition. You have to learn that stuff, and then you're only going to get to a certain level anyway where, all right, you can always educate and keep learning, but how much does your population, the people that you're actually working with, need to know? Yeah. So again, you do have to focus more on sales.
There's
and
a lot of, like, I'm glad the process that I came through. Aye. Like you boys, you've been in the trenches. You've done a lot of work. You've spent a lot of hours. You've worked with a lot of people. I think nowadays there's a lot of people trying to dive into the online world
straight away
that haven't been there, haven't done it, haven't worked with people, and that's fine. You may pick up a few, so you may, but like you're juggling a lot of things.
There could be some people that are really good at it, but you're right. I would take it from that perspective as well. Like, how could you know all the marketing strategies, all the business side of things, all the nutrition, all the training, and have experience and be quite young? It can be done. Like, I'm not saying it can't, but you know, it would be tough.
I think a natural transition for, well, I don't know, to be honest, maybe get your point on it, but I think if you've done the, as you say, work in the trenches where you're on the gym floor and you know how to actually interact with people, you know the issues that's coming up in terms of training and nutrition, I think it's an easier transition to online, where if you're just starting online and you've never worked with a client before, it'd be daunting, I'd say. Aye. What do you feel? Do you think it's to start off, maybe starting your normal route?
It depends on person to person. You're talking there about speaking to people. Like, I'm not the world's best people communicator going on the gym floors and speaking to people. Luckily, I've never had to do that in a gym floor, because it wasn't a skill set back then that was me. Yeah. And so I've always been sort of, you know, I got initial clients, they got results, it kind of exploded from there, from just actually helping people. So there's a lot to be said for that. What's the question? Refresh your question again for me.
Do you think that it's easier to make a transition online if you've already been a one-to-one gym?
Potentially. It depends on your starting point. If you're starting from a place where you've no knowledge and no money, then, you know, the first thing that you need to focus on is getting a bit of cash, like, because you can't grow anything.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here, but did GM Smith not say that he couldn't make it as a personal trainer in Melbourne or wherever he was in Australia? So he started doing the online thing as kind of a way of attracting people.
Right.
And obviously, I don't think he's PT'd ever since, because he doesn't need
it. It's all online.
That's a skill set, obviously. GM Smith is like a one-off dude. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you're looking at that going, I'm going to be James Smith is like Joe Wicks. And the people that are exception, not the rule.
They're outliers. Like, they are outliers.
You know, people trying to copy him and whatnot. It's like, you know, you're not going to be him. That's his personality.
Give him a call out now and call him a fucking dick, and hopefully he gets back this.
I think the guy's great. Like, for what he's done.
He's a funny guy, and he's attracted a lot of attention. And I mean, he knows his stuff. Like, he's not too bad. I mean, all right, he's not a complete and utter expert. Like, he's not an Alan Aragon or a Brad Schoenfeld, but he knows enough to get the message out there, and he's funny, and people interact with him.
He's just relevant, you know. Yeah. He's relevant to people. Yeah. They find him funny. You know, he gets attention. He's got a very low tier price product. You know, there's no buyers to that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go that route, then you need a lot of attention.
You need a lot of volume.
So he does. So, you know, he's got a,
he's got
his head screwed on and whatnot. So
I'm going to kick his ass. Well, actually, he does BJJ, doesn't he? Just delete that one. Delete that comment.
Cut. So what's the plans for you and your business now coming up to the end of the year and moving on to 2019?
Same things. Like, you know, we have our processes, our systems, the things. You know, we don't go into panic mode in December. People are going to leave. We're not going to sign people up. I mean, we're still unrolling. We're still onboarding people at the moment. So people are coming in. So not a whole pile of changes for us. We carry on doing what we're doing. We'll look at our marketing. We'll look, you know, at this month and get set up for January. In terms of getting set up, it's just another month for us. We don't see dips and peaks in things. We're pretty consistent year round just by doing the things that matter, getting attention, bringing the people into your sort of world, bringing them through that sort of thing, you know, onto calls, enrolling them.
Yeah.
That's like that just carries on.
Yeah,
pretty much year round.
Yeah. Have you any other plans in terms of growth within the business, or are you kind of happy enough where you're at the minute in terms of the staff that you have and the size of the business? And
yeah, no, look, we're always going looking bigger and better. You know, whatever we've done this year, you know, we're going to better next year, and that's just going to be the way it is. Yeah. You know, we're going to, you know, our sort of assets, like our Facebook groups, our email lists, our sort of bot lists, you know, they're growing. There's more people coming into the funnel as such, yeah, if you want to call it that. Yeah. So yeah, it would look bigger and better. You know, that's going to mean down the line more team, you know, potentially more coaches, more people in the background. We'll see what happens, we'll take it as it comes.
But like, you know, he's supremely confident about what he does.
Yeah.
Like, and well, you're quite a quiet fella, like, you know what I mean? Like, you come.
But when you're, at the end of the day, is you take it back to results.
You're constantly getting people results
over and over again. Do you think it's changed you much,
like, as a person? Like, because you've obviously grown in confidence. You've come, like, your business is unreal. Let's be honest, man. He's making great money. He's helping a lot of people. You know, how much have you changed in the past 3 years, like, as a person?
Yeah, in terms of skill sets, ridiculous. And there's a lot of new skills, you know. Like, for example, this year, phone selling or getting people on calls and rolling and closing was a new thing to me. You know, we've taken hundreds in the last couple of months. But learning how to do that, learning how to sell, how to market, like, that's, like, you can put that to any, you that's can probably transferable to a lot of different, you're not, a lot of different businesses.
If you ever went off the whole fucking PT thing or the whole online coaching in terms of that and fitness and body comp, you could probably go into anything, though, you know, in terms of sales.
Yeah, they're like kind of, if you want to call them life skills, you know. And you know, if you can't sell, like,
yeah,
and you haven't got anything.
Definitely,
so you haven't.
Yeah, and that comes down again just to your own, like, mindset and self confidence. When you improve that in yourself, and you see that it actually works.
Yeah,
I think you need to be aware. So you do a lot, like, aware of, right, this is where I need to go. This is the skill I lack in.
Yeah.
Either need to hire someone, which for selling and marketing is going to be pretty expensive, depending on where you are to start. Or you got to learn how to do that. You got to make that kind of choice.
You've definitely mastered the whole sales and marketing business, man. Like, and I obviously, there's PTs that listening to this that will always be one-to-one and are really content and happy with that. And maybe might not even branch out to the whole Facebook thing, maybe use client referrals like we would have done at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly see the sales and marketing side's really interesting to me now, because it's a whole new dimension to fucking personal training. And it's good fun. Yeah. Like, I like learning, I like growing. And same as yourself, I'm going along that path, listening more towards that side of things rather than nutrition. And because nutrition has its sticking points, it has its kind of, I mean, you could go into the proper depth of this and go into the tiny minutiae of everything and fucking get caught
up
in it.
But the people that you're training don't give a fuck, and if I said it to them they would just completely switch off. But I think it's for all trainers, including myself, starting out for years, like, thinking the same thing, that I had to go and do this course, I had to go and do that course, or
because we felt
inadequate,
know
about
really.
This
that's
I,
it
I mean, but there's, you'll see now, you know, everyone's like, you know, you might, I don't precise nutrition, like 6 years ago, as like one of the three people in the country,
that's right,
have that certification. Now
everyone has it, even dumbasses like me have it.
So we do. So it's like, you know, I think you were going to ask me about where's sort of online coaching going. It's like everyone's going to be on a level playing ground, give or take, with regards to what they know about nutrition, what they know about new training. You know, all those kind of skills are so accessible to everyone. You've got to pay a bit of money, go and do the course. You've got the same knowledge as the next ball beside you. So what's going to be different? Marketing and selling.
I think a lot of people have a big misconception about online training. They think that it's not going to be a lot of work. And at the end of the day, like any business, if you want to build a business, you need to build a good foundation.
Yeah.
You need to have the right systems in place. You need to have the right people on board that are going to help you build that business. But a lot of people go into online training kind of where it's kind of flaky. They think, oh, I'll bring on a couple of clients, put them on a WhatsApp group.
It depends what you want. You know, if you want 10 clients, give me a couple of quid a month.
It's about being happy. I went into online coaching just with the fact that I've got a great body and nice face, and I thought, that's going to fucking get me a lot of clients. It's bound to get me a lot of clients, male and female.
That didn't work out, did it?
It didn't work. Two clients, my ma and Zena, and like, my ma felt sorry for me. I think Zena feels sorry for me too.
Yeah.
But no, that was great, man. Really enjoyed that. Like, super, and we're going to get some food and stuff now in Frankie Ramsey's.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Aston, before we do?
Yeah, I think like again, you know, you mentioned at the start, there's a general population watching the coaches. Just probably one final, like, one thing for, you know, on the marketing and selling thing, so people can get a little bit out of this and go, well, he's talking about marketing and selling. Where to start? What's he talking about? Sort of five P's to kind of look at. You know, you're looking at a business, like, what's the problem First of all, you know, you're trying to get your audience. You're trying to, who am I going to target? You know, go and survey them. Go and survey your Facebook friends. You know, what problem have they got at the moment? Okay. You got to get to the pain.
Yeah.
So you do, like, it's a huge thing. Like, if someone doesn't have a problem, someone's not in pain, you're not selling them.
No, that's
jack
right.
shit. Like, so you're not. And that's across the board. So what, you know, what pain are they in? You then got the path in terms of, you know, can you show them that there's a way out of that? You know, people talk to us and they're, you know, in dire straits, you know, their relationships are breaking down with other people. This week crying down phones because they're like, their life's just such a mess, and it's, you know, relationships are broken down, little friends or work careers on the downward path, everything. And you then got sort of so the pleasure, you know, showing them that there's
another side.
There's another side here. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I can take you from here, take you. You've got to be able to show them that and talk the them path, through that. Yeah. Yeah, and then you've got the proof.
Yeah.
It's like, have you done this before?
Yeah.
You know, show me. You know, show them someone in a similar position.
Yeah.
And that's where your referrals, your testimonials. You know, you've got to be collecting those things. Yeah. You know, around the clock. Those are sort of five P's that if you can master those,
you've got it nailed down.
You've got it. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. I agree.
I suppose in terms of online education and learning, I think you've done the Jay Goodman's one as well.
Yes, I've done. Yeah, I've done the Trainer Academy.
Yeah, OTA. I think it's pretty good. I signed up that myself as well too. Is there any other ones that you'd recommend?
I've done Trainer Academy. Trainer Academy's great if you're starting out. I know he's changed it since, again, I was sort of in one of the first intakes for that there. Like, I'm not sure how he's changing now. You know, I think he does talk a bit more, and even John's sort of views on Facebook advertising and stuff has changed, so it has, because it's a powerful tool that, you know, you're talking about scale and exploding the business. Mm. You know, you need to be using that, and you got to be putting a bit of money in that end. Or, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about online business, and like, well, you know, what's your Instagram audience? Like, 800 people. It's like you're gonna burn through that in a week.
Yeah.
So you got to be replenishing that, and you got to be bringing more people into your circle. And you have to be willing to pay to play.
Yeah, put yourself out there.
A little bit. If you're unwilling to do that, then
no,
stay where you are.
Yeah, definitely. Brilliant.
Yeah, really good, man.
Thanks very much, Ashley.
I actually got a lot from that. I know, like, I'm going to just write all that down and steal all the things so we can tell other people. I'm joking, man. No, but really, we did get a lot from that, man. I'm really grateful for you coming down the whole way from Belfast.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you just want to give me the keys to your car now, I'll just take it home. And honestly, man, I really do appreciate it. Like, thanks. And thanks for listening, anyone. I think next podcast, well, you're away to Australia, so I might have someone local on, or I might just do a solo act someday.
Come on and sing.
But we do have people lined up, such as...
We've got a few lined up. In the new year, we'll be speaking to Ben Coomber, Owen Lacey, a few other guys we've lined up as well too for the new year.
Yeah. Sweet. Thanks, guys. Elevate.